I'm just going to speak a few words without direct reference to the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Yeah, without chanting. So we don't only have half an hour. Thank you for taking me out on Harinam Sankirtan in Kaunas. I think maybe the first time I came here, we went out with Sanatan Kumar. Yeah. You should all know his name, actually. He's practically the father of preaching Krishna consciousness in Lithuania. The new generation can hardly imagine the difficulties that the devotees had to go through during the Brezhnev, Andropov, etc. era. Yeah, well, I mentioned the name of some Mahajans. You could also mention them. For the communists, Brezhnev and Andropov, they were Mahajans. They don't know the word, but they had the same outlook. He doesn't even know the name. He never heard of Andropov. You know. So anyway, that's when in those days Harinam Sankirtan started here, and it was very dangerous to do it at that time. Not only in the communist world. I remember once in London, it must have been 1976 or 1977, we all came out of the temple to go on Harinam, and before we could go anywhere, the police had all, they were piling us into vans to take us away. Anyway, by the grace of Bhagavan Gaura Hari, times have changed. And people are appreciating the, in general, people are appreciating. By the grace of Srila Prabhupada, who is the great representative of Bhagavan Gaura Hari, I've had the opportunity recently to engage in Harinam Sankirtan in many places. Just about 10 days ago, I think it was. Let me see. No, it was 2 Sundays ago. Two weeks ago. I was in Jamnagar in Gujarat, which is, yeah, it's a city in Gujarat, which is a state in India. We had Rath Yatra there. Jamnagar. It's Rath Yatra, actually, Jagannath Rath Yatra. Those who hear nicely can speak nicely. Then, just before that, on the Wednesday before that, that was the actual official day of Rath Yatra we had in Vadodara, which is a major city in Gujarat. And that was like a 23rd consecutive year, something like that. And maybe about 200,000 people come out to see Jagannath. You can't imagine in Kaunas. I think the population is less than 200,000. And then the day before that, we had Rath Yatra in Anand, which is a small city just north of Baroda. Small city means it's about 200,000, something like that. In India, it's not very big. So then after the Rath Yatra in Jamnagar, I came over to Europe and had the fortune to engage in Harinam in Prague.
Huh?
Oh, you have photos. Prem Bhakti Pradeep Prabhu was there. He has many photos of that. Prema Bhakti Pradeep. Prada. I got it wrong. I remember again many years ago, this was again maybe early 1980s, I was in Bangladesh and Prabhu Vishnu Swami had just come from Prague, just been traveling in Europe. So I was traveling all over Bangladesh and we had having wild kirtans all over Bangladesh. Because the local villagers, they would, their happiness in seeing devotees from the West would spill over. If you imagine like a whole village full of devotees as enthusiastic and emotional as Advaita Acharya Prabhu, you get some idea. So anyway, he said, Prabhu Vishnu Swami said that, well, I think he said Prague is maybe the best city in the world for Harinam. And he traveled all over the world, so I guess he knows. It's difficult to say exactly which is the best, but it's Prague's almost like designed for Harinam. Lots of walking streets with lots of tourists. And then the acoustics are very good because the streets are not very wide and the sound is reverberates. So in Konas during the summer, which is of course the main tourist season, from the temple every day they have Harinam going out.
From Konas?
In Prague. Well, you can do it in Konas also.
Kiekvieną dieną, reiškia, ėjo Harinamą darė, nu, visam tą miestą tiem turistam.
And then in London every Saturday night they have Harinam in the main downtown area.
Ir Londono kiekvieną šeštadienį jie pagrindinėje centrinėje, reiškia, vietoje miesto irgi turi kiekvieną dieną Harinamą.
And that's been going on since time immemorial. Although actually in London, that when the temple first started, it was every day, all day, that was the engagement for almost all the devotees. Just go on Harinam, go out in the morning, come back for lunch, go out in the afternoon, come back, have an evening program. That was it, that was the daily program, 365 days a year.
Pradžioje šventyklos Londone buvo tokia programa labai paprasta, ryte Harinamą iki pietų, po pietų vėl Harinamą iki vakaro. Ir taip visiems atsidavusiam, visus metus be pertraukos.
Anyway, during most of the year, you get lots of crazy football fans in the Saturday night in London.
Ir dažnai šeštadienio vakarais Londone pasitaikydavo tokių pamišusių futbolo gerbėjų.
Which is... because they come from different parts of the country to London for watching the football game, and then afterwards they go around the city and cause little trouble before they go back home.
Nes iš kitų pašalinių miestų suvažiuoja gerbėjai į Londoną, kad pasižiūrėt varžybas, o paskui, aišku, prieš grįždami namo, jie tam tikrų problemų mieste pridaro.
So usually we run into plenty of football fans in the Hurlingham in London. Saturday night. Saturday is the football day.
Šeštadienio vakarais paprastai mes ir reiškia, tai dainuodavom Hurlinghamas tiem visiem futbolo gerbėjim.
Well, it wasn't the football season. This was when? Last Saturday, 1 week ago.
Tai buvo praeitą šeštadienį prieš savaitę. Sezonas futbolo.
But there was another, there's always something, there's always some protest or some parade or there's always something. And if not, there's always lots of tourists.
Bet kuriuo atveju visą laiką ten yra kažkokie arba paradai, arba protesto akcijos. Bet kuriuo atveju turistų visą laiką yra.
So there's always plenty of people down there on Saturday night.
Todėl kiekvieną šeštadienio vakarą ten visą laiką žmonių yra.
And actually some devotees go out every day from the London temple. But not a very big group. They go out for Harinam.
Net iki šių dienų, kai kurie atsidavė, jie visgi išeina net kasdieną į namas Londone, bet nedaug.
Anyway, this Saturday, we just come from our... It was a special Harinam for us because we were at Bhaktivedanta Manor, which is the big center just outside London. We have a smaller center in central London and a big center just outside London. So we... Yeah, okay, say that.
Ir tai buvo ypatinga mum Harinama, nes ėjome iš... Bhaktivedanta Ashramo, kuris reiškia yra, mes turim
Bhaktivedanta Manor.
Bhaktivedanta Manor, reiškia, kuris yra vienas centre, nedidelis šventikla, o už miesto yra didelė.
That was the center donated by George Harrison, if you've heard of him.
Tai yra, reiškia, centras, kurį paukojo pats George Harrisonas, apie kurį tu girdėjai.
And Srila Prabhupada spent quite a lot of time there himself.
Ir Prabhupada pats ten labai daug laiko praleido.
So we just finished the Brahmachari seminar there.
Ir mes tenai tik užbaigėm Brahmachari seminarą.
And there were 80 Brahmacharis from different parts of Europe present.
Ir dalyvavo 80 Brahmacharių iš įvairių Europos šalių.
So usually about anything 30, 40, 50 devotees go on Harinam on Saturday night in London.
Ir paprastai nuo 30 iki 50 atsidavusių šeštadienio vakarais eidavo į Harinamą Londone.
But this time, because of the Brahmachari seminar, there were six sannyasis scheduled to take place and 80 extra Brahmacharis.
Bet dėl šito seminaro Brahmacharių, tai prisijungia dar 6 sannyasi ir 80 Brahmacharių.
So the Brahmacharis and I think two of the sannyasis, was it? Myself and Jananda Maharaj. Did any other? Dhanavir Maharaj, we went in the bus. We all went in the bus? They all went in the bus with us?
Yeah.
Okay. So, the famous London double-decker bus, we had a bus from the special bus chartered from the manor to central London. Mm-hmm. You know these double-decker bus, they're famous.
Ir mes tos gerai žinomus dviaukščius autobusus, reiškia, turėjom ir su jais keliavom.
So there was no football crowds there.
Ir nebuvo jokių futbolo, reiškia, fanų.
But there was a special parade going on. It had been going on that day in London.
Bet tą dieną buvo specialus paradas Londone.
There were about 2,000 members of a gay pride, whatever it is, get together.
Ten buvo paradas sudarytas iš dviejų.
You know what gay pride means.
Gėjų reiškia parado dalyvių, už gėjų teisės, žinot ką tai reiškia.
It's ironic, just after the Brahmachari seminar.
Ironiška, kad iškart po Brahmachari seminaro.
So, I got the opportunity again to join in the Harinam here. I don't lead many kirtans because my voice is quite weak and I lose it quite quickly. I used to in my youth, but that was a long time ago. So please keep up this Harinam Sankirtan. You see how people are appreciating. Perform as often as possible. In as many places as possible. You can go to the internal villages also. Definitely if you go in the villages and do Harinam, it'll be the talking point for the next 6 months probably. You know, in the village, if one cow slips down and cuts his foot, it's something for the people to talk about for a week. I actually remember just before I joined the movement, I was traveling in the highlands of Scotland. It's an area in which there's very small population. Highlands, it means the mountain area.
Prisimenu, prieš prisijungdamas prie judėjimo, aš, reiškia, keliaudavau Škotijos kalnuose, reiškia, kalnynuose.
So I was looking at a local newspaper.
Ir ieškojau vietinio laikraščio.
And there was a little report.
Skaičiau jį ir ten buvo toks pranešimas.
That Mr. So-and-so of such and such a village fell off his bike.
Kad ponas toks ir toks iš tokio kaimo nukrito nuo dviračio.
He wasn't hurt. So, you know, they're really low on news there. So if you go village to village and do Harinam and book distribution, then that will be very effective. And we don't realize how much impression it makes on people. We may not realize. Just like we saw there when we were coming out, the children, they're so much appreciating. Children, old people, all kinds of people appreciating. Nowadays we find many people are coming and taking interest in Krishna consciousness because they say, well, when I was young, I used to see your devotees singing and dancing. Anyone here like that when you in your childhood, younger generation, you used to see? You're not so young. Yeah? Uh-huh.
Ir ar yra dar tokių, kurie jaunystėje mato šokant atsidavusius ir dabar prisijungia?
I know myself in I meet many people who in Bengal who said that, you know, when I was a child, you came to our village. I went to so many villages, I can't even remember them all. And they remember me for, you know, like 20 years, 30 years ago, they remember, and it makes a big impression.
So,
Golokera Prema Dhana Harinama Sankirtan. This Harinam Sankirtan is the wealth and the treasure of Golok, the spiritual world. Which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu have brought to this world. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wasn't just a sentimentalist as people sometimes think. Apart from singing and dancing, he also instructed his followers in the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. I've got that book, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu book. I brought that. You can go and get some. I've got it upstairs. You can. Oops, that's my watch. You can go and get that. And there's a few CDs. They're in one bag. You can bring it up. Somewhere, maybe it's on the table. They're all in one plastic bag. So people should know also that what is the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. People feel very happy to see our devotees because our devotees are happy. It's a genuine, it's genuine happiness. It's not the perverted happiness that people experience when they get drunk or when they smoke cigarettes. But it's the happiness of the soul. And because everyone is a spirit soul, they can begin to appreciate that this is what is the genuine happiness of Krishna consciousness by seeing and hearing the devotees performing Harinam Sankirtan.
Kadangi kiekvienas asmenybė yra siela, ji gali pradėti įvertinti ir suprasti po trupučiuką, kas tai yra šita laimė, matydami atsidavusius.
And just by appreciating that Harinam Sankirtan, they make such tremendous spiritual progress.
Ir vien tik tai, kad jie jau vertina šitą Harinam Sankirtaną, jie padaro neįtikėtiną pažangą.
So that when they get Srila Prabhupada's books, then they can appreciate this unparalleled philosophy.
Ir kad paskui gavę Šrilos Prabhupados knygas, jie galėtų įvertinti šitą, reiškia, neturinčią lygių savo filosofiją.
Because of course, Srila Prabhupada's books, they are something unimaginable for the materialistic people.
Ir materialistui žmogui Šrilos Prabhupados knygos yra kažkas neįsivaizduojama.
I saw, as we were going around Kaunas, I saw several bookshops.
Kai mes keliavom po Kauną, mačiau kelias parduotuvės su knygom.
I think in these countries, northern countries, where they have long, dark winters, people probably read more than in other countries.
Čia, kaip suprantu, kur šiaurės šalyse, kur žiema šalta ir užima daug laiko, tai žmonės ir skaito turbūt ilgiau.
But again, Srila Prabhupada's books, they're bringing news of the spiritual world. So these programs, holding Rathyatras and other festivals, going out on Harinam Sankirtan, distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, and distributing Krishna Prasadam, gradually this will change the hearts of people. This we want. We don't want that Krishna consciousness will always be just a few people. Actually, it should be everyone. Srila Prabhupada always spoke of changing the world, of re-spiritualizing the world.
Srila Prabhupada visai kalbėjo apie pasaulio pakeitimą arba jo sudvasinimą.
Actually, we have solutions to all the problems of the world. This joining the European Union has created new problems for Lithuania. With their very strange policies they have. It's destroy the farmer policy.
Su to visa keista politika, kurią jie naudoja, pavyzdžiui, sunaikinti fermas.
Srila Prabhupada was very much against this over-centralization.
Ir Prabhupada buvo labai prieš šitą visą centralizavimą.
You know how to translate that? Over-centralization. That traditional life is simple. People, most of their needs or their daily needs are produced locally.
Tradicinis gyvenimas turi privalumą tokį, kad jų visos, reiškia, visi reikalavimai, būtinumai yra pagaminami, gaunami vietoje.
This complex civilization just produces so many problems.
O visa ta komplikuota civilizacija iš karto pridaro daug problemų, sunkumų.
So even materially, the Krishna consciousness movement actually has the solutions to all the problems of the world.
Ir net materialia prasme, Krišno Sambhavo judėjimas siūlo arba turi būdus, kaip išspręsti tas problemas pasaulyje.
So we should push on this Krishna conscious movement and spread it more and more.
Todėl turime nuolatos dėti pastangas, kad šitas judėjimas plėstųsi labiau ir labiau.
Of course, we may say, well, there are so many problems within our movement.
Bet mes galim pasakyti, bet nu, yra juk tiek problemų pačių mūsų judėjime.
And in that regard, I have a question which someone sent me, which I'd like to read out now, and then I'll answer it. The question is as follows. Some devotees put forward an argument that if the institution, this referring to ISKCON, becomes blasphemous,
kad jeigu institucijos fonas, reiškia, apkalbinėjama.
Or shall I just read it out and then give it to you and it'll be easy for you, because long sentences. Some devotees put forward an argument that if the institution becomes blasphemous or offensive to its founder by deviating from proper siddhanta and also starts to practice things that are unauthorized by the acharyas, one who wants to follow properly should leave such an institution and that we should not stay within its ranks as he will have to also be responsible for the offenses. Yeah, that's one sentence. What should we think about it and what should we do as per your desire? Yeah.
Klausimas verčiasi taip. Kai kurie atsidavusiai teigia, kad jeigu kažkas institucijoje tampa kritiškas arba daro žaidimus, reiškia, jos įkūrėjų, nesekdamas tinkamą sidantą ir taip pat pradeda praktikuoti tokius dalykus, kurie visiškai nėra autorizuoti, ačiarijų pripažinti, tai toks žmogus, reiškia, nori sekti, toks žmogus nori palikti, reiškia, tokią instituciją, kad nereikėtų jam likti tokioje vietoje, kurioje vyksta tokie dalykai, kad jis nebūtų už juos atsakingas, už tokius visus įžeidimus ir panašiai. Ką mes turėtumėm galvoti apie tai ir ką turėtumėm daryti ir koks yra jūsų noras?
Yeah, I don't know how much you're aware of all of this, but there is a lot of what we could generously call internal churning within our society. Is that okay? Can you translate that?
Ir nežinau, ar jūs apie tai žinot kažką ar ne, bet yra toks dalykas, kaip, reiškia, vidinis toks, reiškia, sukimasis arba, reiškia, trintis mūsų judėjimo viduje.
And there are various mayic influences, we could say.
Ir yra daug tokių, galėtumėm sakyti, majiškų paveikimų mūsų judėjimų.
At the Brahmachari seminar, I spoke about this a little bit, and no one said, well, it's not true. Everyone knew it's true.
Ir Brahmachari seminare aš apie tai kalbėjau, ir nieks nepasakė, kad tai neteisybė. Visi žinojo, kad tai tiesa.
There's the influences of mundane academics,
pavyzdžiui, tokių pasaulietinių akademikų įtaka.
Feminizmo
įtaka.
Just like even at the GBC level, they've instituted calling women Prabhu.
Net ir GBC lygiai ten padarė tokį dalyką, kad vadint moteris Prabhu.
But then one of the GBCs came out open and said, this is nonsense.
Bet vienas iš GBC narių paėmė ir pasakė, kad tai nesąmonė.
So, this is just to give some idea, there's all kinds of different ideas.
Ir tai duoda suprasti, kad yra įvairių nesutampančių minčių.
Personally, I joined this movement because I found that Prabhupada's ideas were perfect.
Ir dėl ko aš prisijungiau prie šito judėjimo, nes aš pamačiau, supratau, kad Prabhupados idėjos mintis
tobulos. And I didn't change my opinion, they're still perfect.
Nepakeičiau savo nuomonės, jos taip ir liko tobulos.
Although, I mean, it's a big topic, but there are some people who think that Prabhupada was materially influenced. Or that what he did was okay then, but it's not okay now, and we should change everything, etc., etc., etc.
Arba kad tada, ką jis darė, tai buvo gerai, bet dabar laikai pasikeitė, reikėtų pakeisti biškit ir panašiai, panašiai.
Anyway, it's a big discussion, and I won't get into all the details now. Otherwise, we could be here for, you know, for another yuga, probably. In the meantime, everything will have changed again.
Didelė tema, ir čia mes taip ilgai ir nenagrinėsim, nes užimtų mum yuga ir per tą laiką viskas vėl pasikeis.
Should we leave the institution? This disciple is asking my opinion. What is my desire about this?
Mokinys klausia mano nuomonės, koks mano noras, ar reikėtų palikti instituciją tokiem dalykam vykstant?
Well, I think that's fairly obvious that I haven't left it, so it's fairly clear what my idea is.
Ir manau, kad akivaizdu, kokis mano atsakymas būtų, nes aš pats nepalikau jos.
And I think if we don't really want anyone to leave, but if anyone leaves, better those leave who don't want to follow
Prabhupada.
Of course, everyone will say they're following Prabhupada. Just like Prabhupada pointed out about the Christians, that they say they're following Christ, but they don't.
Kaip Prabhupada vieną kartą pasakė apie krikščionius, kurie sako, nevasiekantis Kristų, bet realiai nesiekia jų.
Anyway, one of Srila Prabhupada's, actually most, you could say one of his closest disciples, it was Giriraj Maharaj, closest in as much as he had a lot of personal association with Prabhupada.
Vienas iš Prabhupados artimiausių mokinių, tai Giriraj Svamis, kuris daug bendravimo turėjo su Prabhupada.
He actually took sannyas after Prabhupada left, but as a brahmachari, he was Prabhupada placed a lot of trust in him. So he used to ask Prabhupada a lot of what we could say acute questions. So very thoughtful questions, you could say.
Labai apmastytų, gilių klausimų.
So he related that once he asked Prabhupada that there are so many problems arise within our society.
Ir vieną kartą jis pasakė, kad Prabhupada yra tiek daug problemų mūsų judėjime.
And now that you're here, we can solve them by just asking you what's the proper thing to do.
Ir kai jūs esate čia, tai mes galim jūsų paklausti, kur teisybė ir viskas bus gerai.
But what should we do after you pass away?
Bet ką mes turėtumėm daryti, kai jūs išeisite?
Now Giriraj Maharaj related that usually when he asked Prabhupada a question, Prabhupada would reply pretty much instantly.
Ir Girajas Maharajas sakydavo, kad kai tik jis kažko paklausdavo, Prabhupadas jis labai greit atsakydavo, bet šį kartą nebuvo taip.
But in this case, Prabhupada thought for some time.
Bet šį kartą Prabhupada kurį laiką susimastė.
And then he eventually replied. And said that, don't leave the institution. Even if there are serious problems, don't leave the institution. But try to work within it to improve the situation. Now, that can be very difficult, no doubt. But despite all its various internal problems, I still don't see a better medium for serving Srila Prabhupada and the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu than ISKCON.
But nepaisant visų vidinių problemų, aš nematau kito tarpininko, kurio dėka galėtumėm tarnauti Prabhupada ir Iskonos misijai.
And in most cases, those who go away, even though they may have what seems to be a good reason to go away, in most cases, their service and their level of Krishna consciousness just goes down.
Ir dažniausiu atveju tie, kurie ir pasitraukė iš judėjimo, net ir turėdami priežastis tam lyg ir padaryti, jų dažniausiai Krišnos sąmonės lygis tarnystė krenta.
So there are many problems, no doubt.
Ir nėra abejonių, kad tų problemų daug.
Problems, deviations, compromises, all kinds of things.
Visokių problemų, nukrypimų, kompromisų, tokių dalykų visokių.
But there are also many very sincere devotees.
Bet taip pat yra ir daug labai nuoširdžių atsidavusių.
And that is the hope of our movement. So, in brief, that's the reply. Go on, keep on going on Harinam and distribute these books and be aware what is right and what isn't right and stick to good association.
Todėl toliau stengiatės platinti knygas, daryti harinamas ir supraskit, kas yra gerai, kas yra blogai ir bendraukit su gera bendrija.
Okay, that's it in brief.
Tai trumpai tiek.
I've given several seminars on this subject, so I don't want to speak at length on it anymore.
Ir daviau kelis seminarus šiom temom ir nenoriu tom temom ilgai kalbėti dabar.
If someone feels so much outraged, they might leave. I guess it's an individual choice.
Jeigu kažkas jaučiasi labai išsibalansavęs dėl tokios būsenos, tai jis gali palikti.
But again, you have to see how you can best serve and remain in Krishna consciousness.
Bet vis tiek reikia žiūrėti, kaip toliau geriausiai tarnauti ir išlikti Krishna sąmonėje.
Okay, so it's time for arati.
Taigi laikas arati.
So we'll do that. If anyone... I was talking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission and then I remembered that I have a few books of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in English. I think there's not much use for most of you who don't know English, but if anyone would like to take the book in English, it's available. There's some CDs of lectures.